Chapter 13. In Suffering. I consider the sufferings of the present to be as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. In theory, we know that we must suffer in this world and that we deserve to suffer. We know that a trial is an invitation from God to come closer to Him. We know that the Christian who is another Christ must carry his cross as Christ did. Yet we are always surprised when suffering does come and are tempted to ask an accounting from God. We call it a trial, and there is more truth in that expression than we think. But led astray by our sensibility, we take this word in quite a different sense from the one it expresses in reality. Suffering is, indeed, the trial by which the Lord judges our faith and our soul's aptitude to be admitted to the kingdom of happiness. It is not this world which is the kingdom of happiness. One does pass many happy hours here, but it is the place where one undergoes the trial which gives access to the kingdom. One must be humble to understand that, and above all, one must love the Savior. The saints welcomed suffering as a friend, but we dread it. We are blessed indeed if we can recognize suffering as an unexcelled food for humility. Every suffering brings with it the burden of humiliation. Sufferings of the body deprive us of our strength, impede our action, try our patience, and place us in our neighbor's debt. Sufferings of the heart break the affections we believe to be invulnerable. Deaths plunge us into solitude. The faults of those near to us subject us to difficulties. There are incomprehensions, ingratitude, and also fear for those dear to us, and the humiliating anguish their conduct causes us. Man's greatest infirmity is to be able to do so little for those he loves. From Pascal Penices. Sufferings of the soul come with the weariness of struggling, of bearing with others, and of bearing with oneself. They come with the trials sent by God, or with His permission, such as temptations, darkness, scruples. With this inevitable suffering, we have in our hands a two-edged sword. Suffering is a violent remedy which either strengthens or kills. Woe to him, says Saint Bernard, who carries the cross of Jesus Christ without being with Jesus Christ. But through humble suffering produces acquiescence and love. It does not prevent the heart from bleeding. The Stoics scorned pain, were proud. Christ suffered, wept, and asked for relief, even while saying, "Father, if this cup cannot pass me by without my drinking it, your will be done." Matthew chapter 26, verse 42. "So I will suffer humbly, Lord, and humanly, since such is the way you opened up to me. I will try to rise above little daily sufferings, not talking about them, or at least very little, for fear of losing their redemptive value. I will not exaggerate them, even in my own eyes, for that would be unconscious self-seeking. As to my real sorrows, I will do my utmost not to let them weigh on others. Besides, some sorrows are so profound that they cannot be expressed, such as those which carry God deeper into the soul. They shall remain God's secret. When it is really necessary, humility will make me seek the help of friendship, but I shall seek for help above all in you, Lord." Quote, "Yes, Lord Jesus, may your will be done without reserve, without if, without but, without exception, without limitation." St. Francis de Sales to Madame de Chantal.